Idly hey.
Welcome to another episode of The Brett Allen Show.
Prepare to be astonished.
A pop culture podcast. Join Brett weekly as he interviews your favorite celebrities from film, television,
I'm back in business, baby!
Comedy, and much more.
Inconceivable!
Plus, you never know who will stop by.
Dude, we are so gonna party!
Now, here is your host, Brett Allen.
Welcome in, everybody, to another episode of The Brett Allen Show, a pop culture podcast where we interview your favorite celebrities from film, television, comedy, music, and more. And today, I am so excited. I can't even tell you how excited I am. I just binge-watched The Sopranos on HBO just to get ready for these interviews because we have several of your castmates coming on, and we are talking today to Samson Moicola, and he plays Salvatore Big Pussy Bonapensero in the upcoming,
the one and only
coming up in the film The Many Saints of Newark, which is due to drop next month. Samson, welcome into the show. It's great to have you.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me. It feels good to be here.
So this has to be huge for you because you are playing a very iconic role in this storyline. Mm-hmm. And this, if please correct me if I'm wrong, this is a prequel, the younger versions of everybody.
Yes.
To kind of take us, why don't you talk about what it's about and as much as you can. I know you just mentioned earlier, today you were able to drop on your Instagram telling everybody officially that you're playing this iconic character. How amazing.
Yeah, it's awesome, you know. We've been sitting on this for quite a while now. You know, we're supposed to be out last year, but due to COVID, you know, we got delayed. And but it's, you know, it's coming out. It's here. It's happening. And it was awesome. You know, I'm stepping into such an iconic role, played by the legend himself, Vincent Pastore. And you know, this is an actual prequel. You know, it's the story of Dickie Moltisanti, the father of Chris. So it's, you know, the formative years of Tony and, you know, Dickie, and how he played a role in Tony's life, and kind of the gang that you see in the beloved show. But yeah, it's a prequel, 60s and 70s, and it's about just the gangsters, the mafia in Newark. And it's awesome. It's an amazing film, and I'm just happy to be a part of it.
I can imagine. Did you have a chance to talk to Vincent or any of the other cast members about this, or how did you prepare for this role? I'm assuming you've seen The Sopranos. I think everybody has.
Yeah.
At some point in their life.
It's funny, you know. I'm one of those guys where my generation, we were younger, very young when the show first aired. So for myself, I had not seen the show until I booked the role. And so I'm one of the newer fans, obviously.
Okay.
But yeah, I fell in love. I got the audition, and it was funny. It was very secretive. It was very under the radar, untitled New Jersey project. And I didn't even know I was auditioning for Big Pussy.
Really? So you just went in. I've heard that before, where a lot of times you don't know what you're auditioning for, but you just know.
With this one, the role was Butter. That was my character's name, was Butter.
I like it.
So, so I remember I went in for the audition, and then, you know, once we heard back and everything was set in stone, they told us, my manager and I, hey, by the way, you're playing Big Pussy. And I was like, and it was funny because prior to that, when I had started watching, because I started watching the show after I got the initial audition, to be honest, I've kind of figured it out. I did my research. I was like, Alan Taylor, David Chase. Oh my gosh, this is Sopranos. So I started watching the show. And I remember I was like midway through season one. And mind you, I'm very new to this town, very new to Hollywood, new to this scene. And I remember calling my manager and being like, hey, there's a guy on there named Big Pussy. I feel like I look like him. Call them and let them know that I want to audition for that too. And he was like, hey, buddy, settle down.
This is not how the Hollywood game works.
This is
works,
not how
dude.
It works, buddy.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. You know, but I mean, the thing is, man, you've got passion. You've got desire. You had done mm-hmm. other things before. You were on an episode or two of Hawaii Five-0.
Actually, to be honest, this was my first thing I've ever done.
Okay.
Ever. Like, this is my first time on a set, like, first time on a call sheet. Like, this is, I had moved to Los Angeles to pursue acting, and I got signed very quickly, like within a month, with my manager.
Okay.
And this is how I got my SAG card.
Okay. Movie. I mean, so what a great way to start. I mean,
from the
good
jump,
Lord.
it was automatic, and I kind of had to learn to kind of navigate my way through these rough waters by something so big so soon. So, but it's been a blessing, and like you said, you asked earlier, how do I get a chance to talk to Vin? He's one of the main reasons why I was able to do this without a lot of nerves, I guess, to say. I met up with him after the table read, and he and I have a great relationship. That's my guy. You know, when we initially met, he was teaching an acting class. So I sat in for a little bit, and he told his class, "This is my nephew. No one bother him, leave him alone. We're here for class." And some of the students were like, "You know, they're making a prequel. If you want to play him, you should." And I was like, "Oh, I'm not an actor." So we had to throw him off the scent. But no, he's my guy. And today the character banners came out, and I sent him my banner, my picture. And he was like, "That's so cool, man." So yeah, no, that's my guy.
That's awesome, especially when you can have like a relationship with such an iconic character that you're playing. Obviously, you know, it's just James Gandolfini's son is playing the younger version of him, which is just, I mean,
and he does an outstanding job.
Oh, I'm sure.
He absolutely crushes it. He definitely does it justice in his own way, and he's not only a phenomenal actor portraying his father and stepping into those shoes, but just a great human being as well.
Yeah. I tell you, I remember seeing and hearing about this like a year ago.
Right.
And I had seen a few episodes of The Sopranos off and on over the years. I didn't watch it in real time when it was on the network, but then I've seen it all since, you know, in pockets of time. But then when I saw this, I was like, I think this is the right way to do it. Instead of doing like a limited series where, you know, we have to wait every week to find out what's going to happen, I think it's great that you and the crew and the team and everybody has, and David has decided, we're just going to knock all this out in an hour and a half and 2 hours and really give people the fan service that they want. And I think that's what we can expect.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, David's talked to, you know, a lot of us, and also he's done a lot of interviews, and he's made it very apparent. You know, this was not something, you know, I don't think he ever really wanted to revisit it.
No.
You know, I mean, he built an empire, you know, and it's the literally one of the best TV series of all time. And, you know, I think it was brave of him and Larry to write this and get us all together. And but this is just a testament to who he is as a genius. You know, I mean, he after watching that movie, I mean, he, you know, he did a phenomenal job casting. I mean, every single cast member who's playing someone who existed in the show or knew, as in like Alessandro and Leslie Odom Jr., Michaela, like people who are playing these new characters, it has that soprano feel to it as well. And it's just amazing. You know, I'm just so happy. I'll say it over and over. I'm just blessed to be a part of it, you know?
Yeah. You have to be excited to be a part of something like this, a part of American history, really, I think. And The Sopranos was really kind of one of a few shows that set the standard for streaming and, you know, long run form series on networks and stuff like that. Like, I think it kind of made HBO because of The Sopranos, and everybody else like Netflix and Hulu and all these other streamers have sort of followed suit a little bit and have kind of tried to mimic this idea of a series. So you've done this, it's in the can, and you're just now able to start talking about it. This is probably one of a million interviews that you're probably going to wind up having to do. So I'm so glad we were able to get you. So now you've done this. What's next for you? Because this is all new for you. I'm sure you're probably just kind of still learning to navigate and auditioning for other projects.
Yes, yeah, you know, and it's a crazy, crazy industry, you know. I tell myself all the time, hey, you idiot, why'd you choose this? But no, it's been fun, you know, auditioning, you know, now with COVID, it's a lot of self-tapes.
Okay.
So yeah, but you know, there's been a lot of projects that I've been up for, and like it's been between like me and one other guy, me and one other guy, and it's almost there. You know, there's been some big shows, and you know, some of them number one on call sheet, and it's right there, and you know, it hasn't fallen my way just yet. But I know I have a lot of friends who have been in this industry for a long time, and they give me comfort because they're like, hey, you know, Samson, you know. That didn't happen for me in my career until like 7, 8, 9 years in. You know, you're doing this, you know, very early on, 2 years in, 3 years in, and you should be proud of what you're doing. So, but I have a great team behind me, and I have a lot of great friends, a lot of support, and you know, it keeps me going. And you know, what's next? I hope we do a second one.
Yeah, I mean, the future is
That'll be
bright with
dope. That'll be
this
dope. But
series,
yeah, you
yeah.
know, it's. There's a lot, you know, and I like this whole I like this genre as well. You know, I'm a big fan of this mob mafia genre. I'm half Italian, half Polynesian, so I like being able to kind of give or live in the roles that kind of what my ancestors lived, or you know, people before me. You know, my mom's family are from, you know. They have a you know, background and kind of dabbled in there. And then also on my father's side, I'm a first generation, so I do want to step into a lot of Polynesian roles as well. But there's just so much that I want to do, and like I said, you know, I'm brand new to this, so
Well, you're very
I got a long way to go.
well, I have to tell you, you're fantastic, very humble. Give the rock a run for his money, I say.
Hey, come on, bring it on, DJ, bring it on.
it is fantastic, and I am excited to see the film and just to see what happens next for you. We are talking about The Many Saints of Newark, a look at the formative years of New Jersey gangster Tony Soprano. This is a prequel. And we have been chatting here with Samson Mokiola, who plays Salvatore, Big Pussy, Bonapensiero. This film is due out next month. Go see it in theaters and support it. Follow this guy on Instagram and just give him all the support and love. And be sure to share this episode with a friend. It's absolutely free. You can do it from the comfort of your couch and your cell phone. And if you're not a subscriber yet and this is your first time listening, please follow us. Give us a kind rating and review
Click that
on.
button.
Hit
click
that
that
button.
button.
Yes, it helps us talk to more amazing people like Samson. Thank you for joining today, my friend. I
Thank you for
appreciate it.
having me. I appreciate it. Thank you so much, my guy.
That brings today's show to a close.
Doodly do.
Thanks for stopping by. If you enjoyed the episode, feel free to share it with a friend and subscribe. It's absolutely free. The views and opinions of the guests do not necessarily reflect those of the host.
Autobots, roll out.
Go home.